In today's episode, we are going to be talking about giving yourself permission to do or to not do a couple of things. This is something that women oftentimes will have challenges with. And so we're going to be talking about that today. We're going to be broaching this subject so that we can be able to give ourselves more permission to do some of the things that are in our hearts. I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have the desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. I'm so excited to be here with you guys with another episode. Just, again, excited because I think I have some things to be able to share today that I think is really going to help us to be able to grow, as I like to say, while we're on this side of heaven. I thank you guys for those of you who continue to listen to the podcast, to download it, who subscribe, who's sharing it with your other sister friends. I appreciate those of you who have been rocking with me since the beginning. And I appreciate those of you who have been giving donations, no matter how small they are really helping to bless more people because we're able to get the podcast out to more people as a result of your support. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. I was having this conversation. You guys know that many of the podcasts that I do come from a conversation. And this is why, because I'm asking God to pour into me and keep me open to when he wants me to be able to say something to the other people, right? And I want to encourage you to try that. Like if there's something, an idea that you're trying to think about, if there is something that you're leaning into, if there's a business you want to start, if there's something you want to let go of, whatever the case may be, if you pray and ask it and just be sensitive to what God is saying, it could come from anywhere. It can come from music. It can come from someone saying something. It can come from a conversation. It can come from a lot of different places. But if you keep yourselves open to hearing what God is going to say, he really can answer some prayers and give you information to really share with people. So I'm just trying to be more sensitive to God. And I do that through, some of the conversations that I have with a lot of my sister friends, aside from the things that I may be doing, throughout the day. So today I'm talking about being able to give yourself permission to do or not do some things. This particular one came about with me talking to a young lady who is a dear sister of mine. Sometimes we are in a mentor-mentee relationship, but I mean, she's a powerhouse in and of herself. And we were talking about some things that we have planned for a get together we're going to have. And she was talking about some of the things that she still have left to do in this year. At the time of this recording, we are near the end of a year, like within, a few weeks towards the end of a year. And she was talking about all these things she still wanted to do. And I let her go on and she's like, I still got to do this. And this is after she's accomplished a lot of stuff, right? I mean, a lot of stuff she's accomplished. And I just said to her, once she got done, I said, there was only one thing that I heard you say to me that was a problem. And she said, what? I said, December 31st. I said, of all the things that you have said that you want to do or that are part of what you want to do, December 31st was the hang up. I said, give yourself a 13th month. And when I tell you, we went in on that, oh my goodness. She started looking up, is there a book title? We need to do a podcast on that. Do a podcast on that, Dr. T. You can mention, that I said that it was me that, we were talking together. And it was the next day she sent a message and she was like, she said, I don't always give myself permission. And she said, thank you for giving me the permission to take that burden off of me, right? To allow myself to be able to give myself more time. I said, because you're not, the day before I'd said, it's you. It's not a race. It's not a you lose something. It's not a, you know, it's nothing bad. You did like 98% of the things, you know, to say you did 100%, and then what? Now you're tired and now you're stressed. I said, I don't think it's that we should be doing and staying and keeping our word to ourselves. Now, let me be clear. We should always keep our word to ourselves. And when we're talking about planning things out, sometimes we overestimate things. Sometimes we underestimate things. And depending on some things that we have done for the year, we might just need to give ourselves more time, because it's not one of those things that are like, that's like, oh, if I don't get it done, this bad thing is going to happen. These are just things like, dang, I wish I would have been able to do that, right? So there is definitely a difference. And I said, you're not breaking your word to yourself. You're just giving yourself a little bit more time. And I thought about that. And I just don't think that we as women give ourselves enough credit or the permission to do or not do some things. And I want to encourage you, if you are listening to this podcast, I am imploring you to give yourself permission. Sometimes the stressors that we take on in our lives is because we didn't give ourselves permission to do something. Sometimes the frustration or the angst that we feel is because we didn't give ourselves permission. Sometimes we are losing sleep thinking about a thing too much because we ourselves didn't give ourselves permission. And I'm gonna call the devil a liar, because he's the father of lies. And I want you to be thinking about, is what I'm going through because I didn't give myself permission to do something else, right? And so I have five things that I want to just say. I'll be saying to you guys sometimes, and I know that was terrible grammar, good theology, but terrible grammar. but I'll say to you guys sometimes, you know, I don't know how long this podcast is going to go. So I don't know, but I do have these five things that I want to encourage you to give yourself permission to do. So number one, give yourself permission to say no. No, I've said it in several podcasts. It is a complete sentence in and of itself. It needs no explanation. Put a hard period on it, like I like to say now, the end, right? It's just no. We have to say no to things that are pulling on us in a way that's causing something unpleasant to occur. That might set somebody free right there. We have to say no to things that are pulling on us in a way that is making something unpleasant within us to occur. It's an unpleasant feeling. It's an unpleasant thought. It's an unpleasant energy, right? I'm not getting enough sleep. My stomach is, you know, I got bubble guts, as we used to say. Sorry I said that, but butterflies in your stomach is really what I wanted to say. But you feeling that way because you didn't say no. You could be in a financial challenge because you didn't say no. You could be overspending, right? We're at the end of the year, nearing Christmas time. And even though we know Jesus is the reason for the season, we'll overspend. And it's because we can't say no. And I don't want anybody, listen to what the doctor is saying here. I don't want anybody paying for January what they spent in December. That might set somebody free. Don't let the first 3 months of the year, first quarter of the year, be used scrimping and scraping because you spent too much in December. It's not worth it. Never, 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 never is it worth it for you to be able to do that. And so, yes, during the time of this recording, it's around that time of the year, but it doesn't matter what time of the year it's at. You have to say no. I wanted to go swimming today. And, you know, I had woke up, I was tired. My girl was already, I was trying to beg her to do, you know, some thought work with me, which we ended up doing, but I had to convince her. She said, you know, the next couple of days, I got my eye on you. Because if you say anything about not feeling well, I said, well, I'm gonna go to bed early tonight, right? I wanted to go work on it. Something just said, you're tired. Say no. It's okay. It is literally okay to be able to do that. And sometimes it's ourselves that we have to say no to. Again, I'm not taking that back. We have to say no to ourselves. Some of the things that we think that we want to do and that we probably shouldn't do, if it's causing something within you to not be pleasant in any way, shape, or form, then I want you to start saying no to yourself. Give yourself permission to say no. That's number one. Number two, give yourself permission to say yes to yourself. Yes to you. Now watch this. choosing, while we think that sometimes the opposite of yes is no, you don't have to subscribe always to that mentality. You're just saying, I'm just choosing me. That because I remember when I was in college, there was a friend I had chosen to pledge, right? I had chosen to do some things to become a member of the sorority that I'm in. And there was an event that she had that she said, well, because you chose that, you chose not to do this event with me. And I said, not at all. What I chose to do was pledge. There was nothing. There was no other thought about what was going to happen as a fallout of that happening. There was no thought of who would be impacted as a result of that one. It was nothing against anybody. It was something that I said yes to for myself. Do not let people try to change the narrative of you saying yes to me. It doesn't mean that you don't care about someone else because you said yes to me. It doesn't mean that you're being selfish. And wait, let me say this for the people in the back. Yes, it does mean you're selfish, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? There's nothing wrong with it. We try to say selfish has a negative connotation, but it's about you thinking about yourself. And it's not about whether or not, again, you are denouncing or saying no to someone else or some other thing. It's just that you have decided to say yes to me. I have just decided to say yes to myself. I have decided this is what I want to do for myself. And whatever has to happen as a result of me saying yes to me, that's what's going to have to happen. Again, just don't subscribe to, because I said yes to me, the guilt that this is what's going to happen. Now, there may be guilt there, and I'm going to ask you to pray about it. I'm going to be praying for you about it. But don't allow that trick of the enemy to not allow you to give yourself permission to say yes to yourself. That's number two. Number three is to be able to not want to do something. Give yourself permission to not want to do something. If you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. Give yourself permission to say, you know what? I don't want to do that. Let me say it like this. I don't want to do that anymore. It's okay. It is absolutely okay for you to not want to do something anymore. It's absolutely okay for you to have, even if you were the one that started it. What's that movie? It was Forrest Gump, when he decided after Jenny had left him, he took off running. And then one day he just stopped. And he said, I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. I don't want to do it anymore. I just don't want to do it anymore. Yeah, I know I started it. Yes, I know I did this, but I don't want to do it anymore. That is okay. You know what? There is always going to be people that are going to be disappointed because of the decisions that we make for ourselves. There are always going to be, because it's about connections and love and different things like that, people wanting, needing, so on and so forth. But it is okay for me to not want to anymore. It's just like, you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do it that way anymore. I don't want to say it that way anymore. I want to be a better version. And if it's going to require me to stop doing that, I don't want to work in that job anymore. If it's going to require me to make some shifts, then that's what I want to do for myself. You could just decide you don't want to do it anymore. Give yourself permission to not want to anymore. And that's okay. If somebody wants to talk to the doctor about it, let them know I was the one that said it. Get me in trouble. Don't get you in trouble. Another thing, the fourth thing that I want you to give yourself permission to is to need more time. That was what started this whole podcast about giving yourself permission. You can need more time, right? Now I know that there are some things that are dependent upon deadlines, and we might have gotten ourselves in a situation, but sometimes you might have to ask for more time. Now watch this. Maybe that won't necessarily work well in certain situations. Maybe, you know, you have, like I said, tight timelines at work or whatever the case may be. But if you have put an arbitrary timeline on yourself, and when I say arbitrary, I mean that you just said, you know, I want to save this amount of money by this time. Well, you know, if you didn't put a you know, really solid plan together, you might miss it. Something may have come up. Life might have started lifing and you didn't hit that goal. Well, give yourself more time. If it's not going to impact anything in a negative way, give yourself more time to do it. If you're talking about losing weight and you didn't hit your mark by whatever time, give yourself more time. It's okay. If you were, you know, trying to, you know, elevate your or do some more studying or something and you didn't quite get it done, give yourself more time. That is okay. Give yourself permission to say, I need more time. And The final one that I have for you is to give yourself permission to not feel like it, right? I just don't feel like it. Like not wanting to and not feeling like it could be similar. They could be. But when I personally think about I don't want to, it is generally like something that I've been doing for a long time, or something that maybe I've been accepting for a long time, or way I've been doing things. I just don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do my ab workouts like that anymore. I don't want to run anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. You know, I don't want to eat that anymore. I don't want to do it. I remember the day, it was probably about 10, 15, more than about 15 years ago, when I decided I don't have to eat carrots. I'm a grown woman. I said it out loud to myself standing in the kitchen. I said, I pay the bills here. I do not have to eat carrots, and I don't have to make my son eat them. I don't hate them. I just don't like them. I don't have to buy them because I just don't want to anymore. That's how it sounds like me. I just decided I just didn't want to do it anymore. But not feeling like it, I could just be tired today. I could just not be tired and still feel like I just don't want to do that today. I don't want to go anywhere today. I don't feel like it. Right. I just, that's just the way that it is. And sometimes we just have to give ourselves permission to be okay with that sort of stuff. Are you hearing what I'm trying to say here today? Like, I just want us to be in a place or in a space that we're giving ourselves permission to do something. Now, I've only talked about five, but really the premise is to give yourself permission, whatever it is that you need to do. If you need to leave, for your mental health, for your safety, leave. If you need to go, go. If you need to do, do. If you need to not do, don't do, but give yourself permission. I think that, you know, I'm not one of those people that has analysis paralysis, where I'm thinking so long and hard about things that I got to check out all the, you know, every angle of it. When I have done what I feel in my mind is adequate research, I'm ready to go. If it sounds good to me, I'm ready to go. So I don't have analysis paralysis. And watch this. The reason why that works for me is because I know when I do have analysis paralysis, something is going wrong because I don't have analysis paralysis. So if something like that has happened, I was like, you know what? I make quick decisions. Something is off right here, right? And so I have to give myself permission to be like, to be able to take a step back and say something is off right here, or to be able to talk to people that are close to me to say, okay, something is off with this, to be able to seek wise counsel, to be able to, let me bless you with something, to even seek wise counsel for people who might be younger than me. I have a campus pastor who's 20 years younger than me. And you know what? From a pastor's perspective, I'm asking him. Now I can say stuff to him and he's yes ma'aming me or whatever the case may be, or we just talking because we just, you know, iron is sharpening iron. But it's okay, right? And so in this season, I want us to be able to give ourselves permission to do, to not do, to go, to not go, to be, to not be, exactly who we are. If you need to rediscover who you are, take the time to do that. If you need to peel off some old things, right? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I know that was not necessarily how it was talked about, but that's how I wanted to say it. Let some old things go, right? Let some old things go. You know, be the better version that you want to be, but that's going to start with you giving yourself permission in whatever capacity you need to give yourself permission. I hope there was something that I said in this particular podcast that was a blessing to your spirit. I hope it's helping you. It's going to help you to begin to give yourself permission in ways that you never dreamed of, so that as you continue throughout the rest of this year into the following year, no matter when you're listening to this, that you will be blessed. I'm encouraging you. I'm with you. I'm praying with you. And I'm hoping that today you are going to decide to be great on purpose. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.